Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Well, the mystery continues on the Jersey Shore. Why have seven dead whales washed ashore in just over a month?
WCBS's Steve Burns is with us. Steve, there's been some suspicion around a big offshore wind project here, huh?
Right. There's a group out of Long Branch, Clean Ocean Action, that's saying, hey, this can't be a coincidence here. We have this unprecedented number of whales washing up on the beach just as work is getting started on this massive offshore wind project. Clean Ocean Action wants to see that work get paused while a full investigation plays out. I talked with their executive director, Cindy Zip. She's concerned that there hasn't been due diligence around the project. Been a lot of streamlining and fast tracking here. She wants the state and the feds to take a closer look at these whale deaths. We don't know a whole lot in terms of the cause of death. They've done some initial examinations. It would appear at least some of the whales had injuries that were consistent with some kind of ship collision. They banged their head on a passing ship. Whether those ships were involved with the wind project, whether the whale's navigation was at all impacted by the wind project, those are all questions that Clean Ocean Action wants answered before any more work is done here.
Other environmental groups are getting involved here. Steve, what are they saying?
Right. We have other groups like the New Jersey League of Conservation Voters really pushing back here, saying it's baseless and dangerous to blame these deaths on the wind project. There's been no definitive link in Clean Ocean Action in their eyes. The League of Conservation Voters' eyes is just using these dead whales to further their own agenda. More than a dozen of these groups have signed on to a letter pushing back on that idea that things here have been fast-tracked. They say everything has been done by the book. There's been plenty of public input. The project was even modified a bit in terms of size and location to address concerns about marine life. Their main point here is that climate change is a much bigger threat to marine life as a whole, and this project needs to go on.
Steve, any indication from Governor Murphy on what his next steps might be?
Yeah, we heard from the governor last week that there will be an investigation around what's causing these deaths. He called them tragic. But the work is going to continue around the offshore wind project. Murphy cited the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They've said they haven't seen a single instance of a humpback whale dying as a result of an offshore wind project. This is obviously a big thing for Murphy. He set some ambitious goals around renewable energy, really made green energy a key issue for him. So it may be difficult politically for him to push the pause button here. In any case, he says there will be an investigation, but the work will continue.
All right, Steve, thank you. That's WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.